Good morning. Let me welcome you to Northwood Presbyterian Church. Today is one of the few Sundays we have one service only, celebrating our unity in Christ, both today and on Christmas Day next Sunday at 10 o'clock. We'll also have the one service. You will see on the upcoming special music and worship offerings that is listed there, and you also find Christmas Eve services. There is a family-friendly service at 4:30, and then our traditional Christmas Eve service at 7 p.m. Please note that time carefully. I was delighted this morning. No one came early to our 9 o'clock service, and I'm still praying for those who may come at 11. Note also with me that this service concludes with the closing hymn. The closing hymn will serve as our closing voluntary this morning. We welcome all of our guests today. We warmly welcome you and hope you find this service meaningful to you. We also welcome those many who worship online with us. For those who are guests, please note that we do not pass the offering plate still in our service. We use the giving stations, the boxes in the back. There are two of them that you can utilize for your gifts this morning. There are some special notes about giving. There are pledge cards available for you for 2023 in the pews and on the tables in the back next to the giving stations. And also there are giving boxes, pledge boxes for those that want to pick them up for the coming year out by the Noah's Ark table outside the kitchen. Thank you for those who continue to give so generously. Our giving is at 98% to the year. For those of you who are seeking to catch up, please note the deadline for end-of-the-year gifts that's listed in the bulletin. You will see other announcements about Bible study and women's retreat dates coming up, and also the garage sale that we begin collecting items on Tuesday, December the 27th, and there are orange cards in the narthex to serve as reminders for those as well. Following the service, I'm delighted to be able to share with you, we have our coffee and cookie time will take place at the window there in the kitchen in the hallway. You're welcome to come. I think there are a number of leftover cookies from the Ring, Sing, and Mingle event, so I'll be first in line for that. I noted that the birthdays list Jack Alwood's birthday today. Jack is a Presbyterian minister, honorably retired in our presbytery. Happy birthday, Jack. And now, that's a rare announcement by me because we have other people that are listed as birthdays, and special Presbyterian ministers hold no special position in Presbyterian churches. I also am a December baby, as well as Paul Means. Paul turned a year older. Somehow, I did not. Happy birthday, Paul. I invite you now to join me as we come to our worship service, the beautiful Christmas cantata by our instrumentalist and choir, David and Stephanie. Thank you for your leadership at the beginning. I know we're going to enjoy this very much. All to the glory of God. And so join me now in the responsive call to worship. Prepare the way of the Lord.
Lift every valley, lift every voice.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
And all flesh shall see the salvation of our God.
I invite us to worship God by standing and passing the peace of Christ and remain standing for the opening hymn. How's that son of yours doing? As long as he's not diving for golf balls.
Thank you. When we're not sure of ourselves, and when we think we can't handle life on our own, God sends his only son. Matthew's gospel reminds us, look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. We light this candle, the candle of God's constant presence that speaks of God's love, as a sign that no matter our circumstance, we can know we are not alone. Let us pray. Lord of love, your goodness is beyond our wildest imagination, coming to us in the union of spirit and flesh. Teach us to love this world as you love us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord Jesus, into our darkness, quickly come. Amen.
Prophet Isaiah tells us that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Let us confess our sins, trusting in the mercy and grace of God. Great God, as we behold the birth of Jesus again, we are mindful of how we have failed to receive the fullness of that gift. The story points us to your glory. Yet we struggle to join in the song of praise and thanksgiving. We are distracted and confused, so focused on things that matter little, that we overlook the good news of great joy that you have prepared. Tell us again that the Savior is born. Tell us again that we are forgiven. Tell us again that our lives can be abundant in faith, hope, and love, because of what you have given us in Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. From his fullness we have received grace upon grace. Hear and believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ we are forgiven, and in Jesus Christ we can know God's peace. As we come to the prayers of the people, and let's lift up the congregational response. As we come to the prayers of the people, I need to let the church family know the passing of one of our members. Linda Diamond passed away on Friday. She and her husband, Darrow, moved up north several months ago to be closer to family. Linda had an extended and courageous battle with cancer, and now her journey on this life is complete. But she is now in the presence of her Lord, experiencing love and joy and peace in ways that we all look forward to. So please lift up Daryl and the family in your prayers in the days ahead. Let us join our hearts in prayer. Almighty and loving God, we bow before you, looking toward the day when your promises are all fulfilled, where you will wipe away every tear, and where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Dear Lord, we thank you for your mercies, which are new each day, and we look toward the day when your mercy is known from generation to generation, and your holy name is proclaimed among all the people, when the lowly are lifted up and the hungry are filled with good things. In this Advent season, we await the news that our Savior is born to bring redemption and new life to all the world. Even so, Lord, as we wait, we call upon your power to intervene in places of pain and despair. Some are grieving the loss of a loved one. Some are trying to come to grips with a medical diagnosis. Some are trying to stretch financial resources to make it to the end of the month. Some carry the weight of decisions which must be made, of burdens that seem too heavy to bear, of responsibilities which seem crushing, and some, Lord, simply are seeking a sign of your nearness, a touch of your spirit in their lives, which will bring them hope. Lord, you know the weights that your children carry. You know our innermost thoughts before they are even on our lips. Come, Lord Jesus, into our lives and bring your peace. We lift up your church, your great worldwide body of believers. Unite us in the common witness of the gospel. Fill us with a joy that only Christ can bring, a joy not rooted in earthly things, but secure in the knowledge that our Savior has come to make all things new, now and forever. God of hope, God of peace, God of joy, God of love, as Advent moves forward, our minds are filled with thoughts of Christmas, thoughts of the story of light coming into our darkened world, thoughts of a little baby named Jesus. Open us now, Lord, to more than just thoughts. Open our hearts to the joy that awaits us this special season. Open our hearts to the real joy of Christmas, a joy that comes not in the presents we find under our tree, but in the presence of your light in our lives, the presence of your grace, the presence of your love. We lift our prayers in the name of him who is Emmanuel, God with us, even as we pray the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God's word tells us of God's great love for humankind and the supreme expression of God's love in the gift of his son, Jesus. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we bring our gifts to express our love to God, gifts for the church to use to proclaim, in Jesus' name, God's saving love for the world. Let us pray. With these gifts, dear Lord, we accept the praise and thanksgiving of our hearts, which rejoice in your goodness and love. Let our gifts point to your presence in the world and further your dream for the world through Jesus, the one who loves us the most and who always draws close in every aspect of our lives. Amen. Thank you.
Christmas, Noel, the revelation of Christ, the coming of the Messiah, the arrival of a king. This is the dawn of redemption for all people, love that descended from heaven to earth, and a miracle of life exceeding all imagination.
The prophetic words of Isaiah hailed the news of the Christ's impending birth. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name, Emmanuel, God with us.
This child, this king who would change the world for all time, was about to be born, God in flesh, God the Son, born of Mary.
And Mary said, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
Thank you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone should return to the town of his origin to register.
So, Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of David. He went with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room at the inn.
Shepherds living in a field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior was born unto you. He is Christ, the Lord."
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, and the angels said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all."
Thank you.
the shepherds hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they were anxious to spread the news about this child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds told them.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told.
Long lay the world in sin and error pined.
The miraculous story of that Christmas night brought to us the gift of love, the only begotten Son of God, Jesus.
began at Bethlehem continued and reached a new climax 33 years later.
The gospel Jesus proclaimed during those years and confirmed with his death and resurrection is the message we are to go and tell on the mountain.
Let us go and share this news of great joy to all the world.
Jesus Christ is born.
Thank you.
grateful hearts, we want to lift up today our narrators, our technical support, all of our instrumentalists, our cantor choir, our organist David Furr and Stephanie Carson, our director of music. Praise be to God for this festival of Christmas you have gifted us this day. Amen. And now stand for the benediction, please, and remain standing for our closing hymn. And now go in the peace that is Christmas, and may the love of God the Father enfold you. May the light of Christ surround you, for wherever you go, the Spirit of God is always with you. Praise be to God. Let us sing to God's glory.